The phenomenon of being born on third base and thinking you hit a triple is turned on its head this week on Techonomics. Host Jason Middleton talks with an income inequality expert who himself was born into money and into the top 1%. Economically speaking, income inequality stymies conversations from politics to climate change. But it doesn't have to be that way. That discussion comes your way now.
The income disparity between the top 10% and the other 90% of Americans is staggering. America's top 10% now average nearly nine times as much income as the bottom 90%. And Americans in the top 1% average more than 38 times more income than that bottom 90%. This week we have Chuck Collins. He's an author, a researcher, and a member of the 1%, so he has a unique status. And he has a perspective that he's sharing with others like him who were born on third base. The only difference is Mr. Collins does not think that he hit a triple. Here's our chat. We're speaking with Chuck Collins. His most recent book is Born on Third Base, A One Percenter Makes the Case for Tackling Inequality, Bringing Wealth Home, and Committing to the Common Good. Mr. Collins, I was intrigued by your mention of the resource generation. I'm wondering, what prospects for solutions do you see with, you know, young, wealthy people under 35 years old and your work with them?
Well, I think there is a rising generation of both young entrepreneurs who've made their money before the age of 35, as well as, you know, people who were born on third base who inherited wealth. They quickly understand the complete social and ecological unsustainability of the current system we're in, that the economy isn't just going to keep chugging away, you know, with these extreme levels of inequality. And a lot of them are stepping up and they're speaking out publicly against tax cuts, further tax cuts for the wealthy. They're advocates of bringing capital home and investing it in kind of the real local and regional economies and enterprises that are actually going to meet human needs as opposed to just wealth creating wealth. So there's a huge shift, a generational shift, of young people who understand how these inequalities really are going to backfire on the prosperity that we've known.
My last question for you, Mr. Collins, is kind of a theme of the show, and whenever I can ask it, I try to squeeze it in. It's more of a labor market question, but I do think it kind of is in your wheelhouse, and that is UBI, or Universal Basic Income. What is your take on UBI? And I've had people all over the spectrum when it comes to this over the last year of discussing it.
I think it's a really powerful idea. I think it's one of the ways in which we're going to deal with the fact that wages have been stagnant, and as we advance technologically, more and more people are going to see their jobs disappear. If we want to live in a good society, we're going to have to figure out how to provide supplements to wage income for the growing number of people who aren't going to have sufficient wage income. So I think it's an important idea. I'm excited about all the experimentation and the conversation that you've been part of that have helped, you know, move this along. And I think there's interesting ways to pay for it. I mean, I would argue we should tie universal basic income to revenue that comes from the things that we own together, the commons, if you will, the atmosphere, the broadcast spectrum. Those could be sources of revenue as people pay in to use those commons. And also, I think taxing the very, very rich, I'm talking about, you know, income and wealth over $50 million, that is a real becoming a drag, not only on the economy, but on our democracy. Too much concentrated wealth is distorting the markets, and they're distorting the democratic decision-making process in our society. So we have to do something to address that concentration of wealth. And one way to do it is to tax it and direct it into a broad universal-based income that stimulates the economy from the bottom and the middle up.
Mr. Collins, my format doesn't allow me to go much, much deeper, but if I missed anything you'd like to discuss, I am more than happy to go that route. Did I miss anything?
I would just say that part of what holds these inequalities in place are powerful stories or kind of what I would call myths about advantage. People like to say, oh, you know, I did it alone. I created this wealth alone. And in fact, you know, wealth is the product of a commonwealth of public investments plus individual effort and ingenuity and risk. But we just tend to focus on the individual part of that. And if we ignore the fact that there's, you know, wealth comes from us as a society making investments broadly in education and infrastructure and knowledge, that we're going to unravel the prosperity that we've lived with and assumed is going to continue.
If I could take that premise just a little bit deeper, because here in Silicon Valley, we tend to disrupt and walk away. I've had people on my show that tell me that we go in, we disrupt, we take away jobs, we automate, and then we make a ton of money. We think that's okay, and then we keep doing it because we tell ourselves we're doing it for the good of the world. And it seems that that's not necessarily the case. We're not owning the repercussions of the innovation that comes out of this valley, out of this very dynamic economy that we have happening right now. Does that dismay you, or is that something you could like to address?
Well, I think we should be looking in a whole ecosystem way about the impact of those disruptions. And I think in some ways, looking at universal basic income is one of the ways you can say, look, we don't want to disrupt innovation. We don't want to, you know, limit innovation, but we should look at the human costs of that. And I would argue that includes disrupting the mythologies of deservedness. You know, a lot of people walk around saying, I get what I deserve. I'm so smart and so hardworking, and I'm just the grand master of the universe here, and I get everything I deserve. When in fact, that mythology of deservedness leaves out the rest of the web of society. So I think we need to see ourselves, even our disruptions, in the context of that web that we're all part of.
Mr. Collins, thank you so much for your time. This has been enlightening, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Thanks, Jason.
That was Chuck Collins. Chuck is a senior scholar at the Institute for Policy Studies, and he directs IPS's Program on Inequality and the Common Good. His new book is Born on Third Base, A One Percenter Makes the Case for Tackling Inequality, Bringing Wealth Home, and Committing to the Common Good. For more on this subject and for all of our podcasts, please check out kgoradio.com/techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.